A test is a series of questions or problems designed to measure knowledge or intelligence, or both. More broadly, a test is a means of examination, trial, or proof. In American education, the test is the primary evaluative tool of the institutions we call school. The exam measures a student's aptitude or achievement, but tests are also a test of the teacher, topic, school, and society, which structure education so that we measure achievement through a test and not through some more authentic challenge. Tests help teachers like Dr. America convince ourselves that we haven't been wasting our time in the classroom, even when we have been. Unfortunately, many tests themselves are a waste of time, not because they can't measure intelligence or knowledge, but because they can only measure knowledge and intelligence in a single way on a single day. Tests are part of the cycle of learning and forgetting that characterizes American education. Most students have pretty well forgotten the content of their courses within days of the final exam. Sociologist Edgar Z. Friedenberg says this: "What children learn in school is of vital or mortal import, yet what they are taught there may be of no importance whatever. Could you pass your high school course examinations today without preparation if your life depended on it? If not, it evidently doesn't." Friedenberg claims that tests fail the test of good education because they operate as part of a culture of learning that rewards short-term performance more than learning that lasts. Tests are an occasion for telling what you know to somebody who already knows it. What students mostly know is facts, or to use Norman Mailer's term, factoids. Students spend most of their school day listening to and learning facts. There's not much time for anything else. In fact, students repeatedly engage in what Neil Postman and Charles Weingartner call the process of memorizing, partially and temporarily, somebody else's answers to somebody else's questions. Students get lots of information, but that's not the same as knowledge. It's especially not the same as generative knowledge, that is, knowledge that goes somewhere, knowledge that's retained and comprehended and then used. It's nowhere near the understanding or wisdom that we might want from a system of education. Generally, students end up with inert knowledge, naive knowledge, and ritual knowledge. Too often, it doesn't cohere very well because the student hasn't actually thought about coherence and the teacher hasn't had time for it. This normal process, which Dr. America calls educating for stupidity, gives our students a plentiful supply of decontextualized information, utterly useless until someone creates an artificial context for it, a game like Trivial Pursuit, or game shows like Jeopardy, or final exams. So why do we give tests? We give tests because we want scores. A test then becomes a contest, like football or horse racing. Tests are mostly competitive, pitting the individual student against all the others in a class. More recently, aggregate test scores themselves have become a measure of the quality of American education, and schools and states and even nations compete against each other for better test scores. When test scores become the index of learning, then teaching tends to focus not on what people need to know to act responsibly in the world, but on what they need to know to pass the test. Dr. America calls this academic and moral myopia, testiness. In her novel, Animal Dreams, Barbara Kingsolver writes about a high school biology teacher who wants her students to act responsibly in the world. Here's how she recounts her confrontation with a class conditioned not to care. "What did I expect? They were teenagers. I knew that, but still I screamed at them because the Black Mountain copper mine was poisoning their mother's milk, and all they cared about was sex and a passing grade. I had rational intentions. I talked about ecological concepts like evapotranspiration and rainforests and oxygen in the biosphere, how everything was connected. The last virgin timber cleared and milled to make way for a continent of landfills choking on old newspapers. It was a poetic lecture. Marta made the mistake of asking me how much of this poetry was going to be on the test. I glowered. Your life is the test. If you flunk this one, you die." The test of a good test, Kingsolver suggests, is how much it brings to life. The test of a good test is how much it makes you think, not just today, but for the rest of your life. The test of a good test is how well its question marks hook students for life. The test of a good test is how well we live. If we flunk this one, we do die. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America taking a self-examination and finding himself A, amused, B, alarmed, C, angry, or D, all of the above.